Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, go ahead and send it to me. Box13@greatdetectives.net. Be sure to cast your vote for the show on Podcast Alley, podcastalley.greatdetectives.net. And follow us over on Twitter at Radio Detectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to let you know about something new we've added. We have pages for each series we do. And to some of these pages, we've gone to add and added stores for convenient things that people might want to buy relating to a series. In our Nero Wolfe store, we have it set up so we have all of the Nero Wolfe novels, Nero Wolfe Kindle books, and Nero Wolfe audiobooks listed in the order of their original release. If you want to read Nero Wolfe, either in print or on the Kindle, or an audiobook, you can just make a one-stop shop at NeroWolf.GreatDetectives.net. Let's go ahead, we're going to get into today's episode of Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell brings you mystery, adventure.
Nero Wolfe's office, Archie Goodwin speaking.
Who?
Oh, yeah, hello, Doc, how are you?
What?
In trouble, you?
More trouble, you attract trouble, Archie. Hang up.
It's our dentist, Dr. Thrumming.
Let him wait. We never can find him when we need him. Tell him it's after office hours.
Doc, you're talking so fast I can't make head nor tails of it. Listen, Doc. Come on over here and we'll be able to hear you. It'll only take you a few minutes. Right.
You consistently disobey me. I want to work on my paper about odontocosms.
Doc Thrumick has a friend who's in some trouble, and he needs our advice. Besides, we owe Doc a fair-sized little bill, remember?
Money again, Archie. Money is the curse of our times.
Yeah, man. Bring on all the curses that is available.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that renowned genius who is the bulkiest, balkiest, most ponderous, and most brilliant detective in the world. Yes, none other than that chair-borne mass of unpredictable intellect, Nero Wolfe, created by Rex Stout and brought to you in a new series of adventures over this NBC network in the person of Mr. Sidney Greenstreet.
This story is one we refer to as the case of the Midnight Ride. Oh, yeah, there was a ride, all right. But it would never have happened if we hadn't received another phone call a few minutes after our Dr. Thrumming phone. It was late in the evening, and Nero Wolfe was studying his paper on orchids while I was absorbed in playing some phonograph records.
Archie, not so loud. I can't possibly think when you play that infernal thing at such volume.
What was that you said, boss?
I said I can't understand why you can't get music from a phonograph without vibrating the top of the instrument.
That's right.
I can't understand why the neighbors haven't called the police. Do you hear that, Archie? Archie!
All right, I'll answer.
You're fired.
Naturally. Hello?
Hello. Is this Archie Goodwin?
I know, Mr. Wolf's... What? Me?
Archie.
Yeah, who is it?
I need help, Archie, please. Come at once. Please. Oh, please. You and Nero.
Who is this?
This is Gloria... No, don't.
Gloria who?
Ronaldo... West...
Hello? Hello? Well, did you hear that?
Another female bar. What happened?
Boss, who do you know named Gloria?
Gloria? I know nothing about anyone named Gloria.
She said her name was Gloria something. I couldn't quite get the last name. But she did say Ronaldo Road.
Well, it's quite possible that she resides on Rinalda Road.
First she asked if this was Archie Goodwin speaking, and before I had a chance to say anything, she asked me to come to her at once. She needed help. For you to bring me along. I mean, for me to bring Miro along.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, she said she was Gloria Barr or Mar or something like that, and then she said Rinalda Road West, and then the scream, and that's all there was.
Hmm. The usual pattern of your experience with women.
Sounded like a hand was slapped over her mouth, or she was grabbed by the throat. Bring Nero with you.
I am taking no more assignments this week.
Rinalda Road West, where is it?
I don't believe there is a Rinalda Road West. If I remember correctly, Rinalda Road runs north and south and is approximately 12 miles long.
But she said west.
What she probably tried to say when she was interrupted was Rinalda Road West Chester.
Westchester, of course.
Asked Inspector Kramer to try to check on that phone call.
I'll ask him to try.
By the way, do you expect to find this Gloria alive, Archie?
I certainly hope so.
Now, are you aware that if someone strangled her, then they must have heard her speak your name?
Yes, and yours, too. Shall I open it, boss?
Why not? Let us face it, Archie, huh?
It's me, Archie.
Wait till I slide the night chain off, Dr. Thrummey.
My nose.
I forgot all about you, Doc. Where have you been?
It's only been 3 or 4 minutes. I've never had such a disturbing night since I had my first patient. But at first I was afraid to leave the house.
And why were you so afraid, Dr. Thrummey?
Well, there were two men sitting in front of my place in the car. Oh, good evening, Nero.
Were they waiting for you, Doctor?
Well, why not? It's very likely. Since she called me, I've been so completely unnerved.
Here, Doc, here. Have some brandy.
Oh, no. You know, I never... a small one. I am upset. You understand, Archie. It's better.
Just who called you and upset you so?
Oh, hello, Nero. Did someone call me? When?
You phoned me frantically that a woman called you. I couldn't understand you on the phone.
Oh, yes, poor Gloria. She was cut off.
Oh, Gloria. Did you say Gloria?
Well, didn't I? I thought I did. Oh, dear. What did you say?
I said Gloria.
Oh, my, isn't that strange? I thought that's what I said. No more, please.
We just had a call from Gloria. Who is Gloria?
Well, you remember. We all went to school together. You do too remember. Gloria, you know, she was...
Just what is Gloria's last name, Dr. Thrumming?
Well, it was Gloria Barnsworth. I don't know what it is now.
That's what she was trying to say to me, Barnsworth.
Did she tell you where to find her?
No, she didn't. Dear me. She was just about to tell me when I said I'd call you and Archie and get your help. And then she was cut off.
How do you know she's the Gloria Barnsworth you knew and I'm supposed to know?
My. Could you open the windows?
Why, yes.
Archie.
Oh, sorry, Doc. The air outside's contaminated.
Oh, is that so? With what?
Oxygen.
These factories. Oh, well, I found her picture in an old class photo. Here it is.
Yeah, now I remember. But, Doc, you and this gal were several years ahead of me in school. I'm not in this picture, so she must be about 40 now.
Well, gentlemen, you both seem to have the situation well in hand now. So, if you'll excuse me, I will retire to my room.
Yes, but we don't have anything figured out yet.
But you will. Let me know in the morning how successful you have been. Good night.
Well, anyway, a woman called here, and just as she was about to tell me who she was and her address, she was cut off as though she was strangled.
Yeah, Archie, did you say someone strangled her?
I don't know, Doc. I hope not. Well, let's start our search along Rinalda Road.
Archie, don't answer it. They're after me. The men in the car, they saw me come in here.
After you, nonsense.
They found out Gloria phoned me. Don't let them in.
Now, how could you know all that?
Oh, dear me. Do you mind? A short one? I'm so weak tonight. Please, Archie, don't open it. I warn you.
Just relax, Doc. I'll handle this. Good evening.
Evening. Are you Archie Goodwin?
No, he is.
Yes. No, I'm not. He is.
Put up your hands. Unhook the night chain. Now just turn off this light.
Oh, I told you. I told you.
Where's Wolf?
Oh, he's been in bed for hours.
And who is this little man?
Why, I'm...
Don't you know? This is my brother, Brother Cuthbert.
Yes, he's quite right. I'm a bit older than he is.
Shut up, Cuthbert.
All right, get your coats and hats off that rack.
What for?
We're all going for a little ride along the river, and it's a bit chilly.
Oh, dear me. I feel faint. I'm getting dizzy.
Get your hat.
Yes, sir.
And put that bottle down.
But it's so cold out there.
Get along. Here's the car. Now, Mr. Goodwin, hand over that gun in your pocket.
But I haven't got... Okay, there you are.
Thank you. Now get in the car. You get in the front seat with the driver, Goodwin. Your brother can get back with me. Okay, you know where we're going, driver.
Yeah, but what?
Get going.
But do you know who this guy is?
I do. Why?
Well, now, look, Well, this guy is Archie Goodwin.
What if he is?
Well, this won't work. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be Goodwin. He's with Nero Wolfe.
What's your name, pal? I can't see, but I seem to recognize your voice.
Well, you see, it was like this. I was in a...
Are you going to shut up and start driving?
Okay, I'm going.
Now, see here, it's getting very late. I don't like this. Where are you taking us?
Keep calm, Doc.
Yeah, don't get excited. Just take it easy. Listen, Goodwin, I got a record
Shut
for
up, you.
My...
What's the idea back of all this, friend?
We're off the road here, driver.
Yes, but we're way out in the country.
Now, we'll all get out here.
Now, wait a minute.
I said get out. You too, driver.
Oh, now, wait a second. What's the big idea?
Now, all of you start walking over to that clump of trees. Go on.
What's he going to do?
What do you think?
Okay, that's good. Just stand there. Now get out your gun, driver.
Now, wait a minute. This is the way
you... Get out your gun, and don't turn around, driver. Now, let him have it. Go on, or I'll kill you.
I don't go in for this kind of stuff. Besides,
shoot and empty your gun into them. Go on. Now, just drop your gun on the ground. There. Now, I will take Goodwin's gun, and after I finish with it, I'll just toss it over beside his body.
You what? Hey, now, wait a minute.
You'll notice I have gloves on.
Hey, Doc. Dr. Thrumming.
Oh.
You all right, Doc?
Oh, Archie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got you into this. I can't last long.
Where are you hit?
Tell Nero I make him a present of his new bridge work I put in.
Let me have a look at you.
I wanted to die in my bed with my friends around
You're me. You're not bleeding.
I wanted the choir to sing. What? I'm not bleeding?
No.
Are you?
No. The driver was a bad shot. He missed both of them.
Then what am I doing down here on the ground?
You fainted at the first shot. I dropped purposely on the second shot. He missed every time. Come on, get up from there. We're very lucky people.
What became of them?
Hand me my gun.
Oh, is this your gun?
Wrap it in his handkerchief. Come over here. Yep. Here he is, the driver.
And he's dead. This is dreadful, Archie. What do we do now?
You got a lighter?
Here's my pocket flash.
There's his gun beside him. Don't touch it. We'll look through his pocket. You knew what he meant when he said he had a record for me someplace. A picture of a girl says to Mike from Violet. Mike. The fellow's face is certainly familiar, but I can't... Hey, wait a minute. Mike Jordan, that's it.
Mike Jordan?
Yeah, Wolf cleared him on a frame-up 3 years ago, and this girl Violet is an entertainer in a nightclub downtown.
Violet, yes, but what does all this have to do with Gloria?
Strange, there's no other identification on him. Maybe the other guy took it off of him. Well, now we got to find Violet.
How? We can't even find Gloria.
I think now that this guy Mike Jordan missed us deliberately. Let's start hoofing it back to that last crossroad. There was a telephone there. I'll call Nero. So that's the story so far, Mr. Wolf. Sorry to wake you up, but we wanted you to know.
Yes, we did. Oh, such a night.
What was your reason for telling the man that Dr. Thrumming was your brother?
Well, I didn't want him to know that it was Doc because Gloria had called Doc and he must have known about it.
And the driver turned out to be Mike Jordan. And what did Mike say to you in the car?
Well, he didn't finish, but he said, I got a record for you, Goodwin. And then the man shot him up.
When you located Violet at her place, she was cataloging recordings, hmm? Bring her in here now, Archie. Sit down, Dr. Fleming.
Yes, I am a bit worried.
Come in, Violet. Violet, this is...
Hey, wait a minute. You're Nero Wolfe.
Sit down, Miss Violet.
Oh, what's the idea, Mr. Goodwin? Why'd you bring me here?
Will you look at this photo? It says to Mike from Violet.
Where'd you get this?
I got it, Violet. What we want to know is, where's Mike now? What's he doing? Can you tell us where he lives?
What's Mike done now?
Can you tell us his address?
Maybe.
Do you know who he has been working for?
Yeah. A guy with a big car and a lot of dough.
You seen this man?
Yeah, kind of a good-looking guy. I think his name is Durant or something like that.
I understand you've been occupying yourself with cataloging some phonograph recordings.
Yeah, that's what I was doing when Mr. Goodwin came in. Mike's got a home recorder over at his place.
Do you have all the records that have been made on the machine so far?
No, just what we made in the last week. Lots more at his place.
Do you and Mike know of a woman named Gloria?
No, at least I don't remember.
It was on Rinaldo Road. Gloria Barnsworth was her maiden name.
Where is this Rinaldo Road? I don't know.
It's in Westchester, we think.
I've never been there. What has Mike done, Mr. Wolfe? Is it bad?
As a matter of fact, Mike is in the clear. There's no charge against him, and there never will be. You haven't seen him for a couple of days?
No, and I never go to his apartment unless him and some guests are there. Do you know where he is?
Will you give me the address of his apartment?
Okay. 324 East 35th Street.
Thank you very much, young lady.
What's all so mysterious? Well, something's happened to Mike. I can tell by the way you talk.
Very well, Archie. You have a special visit to make. Look for the machine, and it's quite late, so you had best hurry.
Well, I'm going with you, Archie. Good night, Nero. Oh, I mean, good morning. Oh, I don't even know what day it is.
Come along, Violet. We'll drop you at your place first. Well, here we are, Doc.
Yes, has his name right on it. Mike Jordan.
Well, we're fairly certain that no one's in there. Hey, what do you know? It isn't locked. The lights are on.
I know.
Listen.
Yes, a light humming noise. Huh. But where is it coming from?
Over in that corner, those wall cabinets.
There it is. A radio. And a phonograph combination.
Yes, and a recording machine. And the recording arm's still down on the record. Just lift it off and put the playback needle on. Yeah, there we are.
Look, I don't go in for that kind of stuff. You've been working for me for several weeks now, haven't you?
Well, sure, boss, but I never went in for no kind of...
We're going to pick this guy up and take him for a little ride.
It ain't my line.
All you do is drive the car.
Okay, I'll take a chance. But remember, I'm just the driver of your car. If anything happens, I didn't know nothing.
You'll do just as I say. Incidentally, I know a lot about you. Things the police would like to know.
Okay, I'm working for you. I came out to Rinaldo Road to make an honest living. But I see I'm right back where I started. And worse, I just ain't got a chance.
Oh, remind me. I better phone the place.
Well, Doc?
He did say Rinaldo Road.
And that's where our Gloria called from, so they're all tied in together. Come along, Doc. We're going back to Mr. Wolfe again, and we'll just take this record with us.
Well, Archie, I guess this phonograph was worthwhile after all. Yes, indeed.
Hey, don't you find this a very interesting recording, Nero?
I'm sure we're going to add it to our collection.
And these are the two men who took you on the ride.
That's right. But we're really no further along in our desire to help Gloria.
That's right. We're on Rinaldo Road. Boss, if we can find the address, will you go with us down there or over there or wherever it is?
I might. And you already have the clue to the address.
We have. Where?
In that phonograph recording. Play it again, Archie. Just the part where he uses the telephone. And slow the speed way down. Then take down the numbers I call off.
Okay, Bart.
Six. Five. Three. Two. Two. Three. That's enough. By slowing down the record, we were able to count the clicks of each number he used on the dial. Now, there's the number the man called. We hope it is on Rinaldo Road. Have Inspector Kramer get the address of that number combination, and we are ready to make our assault.
I'll call Kramer, and then I'll get the car out. It hadn't been out for weeks. Maybe it won't start.
No such luck, Archie, I assure you. No such luck.
Oh, here it is. I think we must go through this big gate.
Yes, there's the number. 23, Rinaldo.
Slip up to the entrance as softly as possible. Turn out your headlamps.
There we are, boss. Easy now getting out.
Don't pull, Doctor. Don't pull on. There we are. Now come along.
Yeah, spooky sort of place, isn't it?
All big houses are like that. Must be 20 rooms.
There's not a light in the place.
Use the knocker, Archie.
Uh-oh, stand back. Here comes somebody.
Yes?
Is Gloria in?
What? Gloria? And who are you?
We are here to see Gloria. Come.
It's this hour of the night? Certainly not.
Just a moment. She's an old friend of mine. Yes, and his too. He's Archie.
My good man, what is your name?
Jennings, sir. And the household is in bed at this hour.
What is it, Jennings? Who's at the door?
They're asking for you, Miss Gloria.
For me? Well, come in, gentlemen. You may go, Jennings. Please.
Very well, miss. Just as you say.
Now, what did you want?
Say, Doc, is this the Gloria?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem...
Are you Gloria?
Yes.
Well, why did you call us?
Oh, then you're Archie Goodwin.
Yes, and I'm Dr. Thrumming. But you
I
are...
I called you because I need your help. Desperately.
Gloria, What is going on here this hour? And who are these gentlemen?
Well, you see, Uncle, Mr. Goodwin came...
Came to see you? Why?
Well, Because I...
I think you'd better go to your room, my dear. Don't you think that is best? Your room and rest?
No, I don't want to. I won't.
Go to your room.
No, I won't. I can't. All those people walk in and out. They want to kill me.
Jennings, take her to her room.
Yes, sir. Come along, Miss.
No, I won't. I won't. Let me go. There are hundreds of people. They'll kill me.
Come along.
No. Please.
No. I'm so sorry. But there's nothing we can do with her. Now, Mr. Goodwin.
Yeah?
What is it you wish?
The girl called you Uncle. Oh, pardon me. I'm Nero Wolfe.
How do you do, Mr. Wolfe? Yes, she called me Uncle, but I'm not really a relative. I'm Dr. Gunther, retained by the family. As you can see, the girl is quite ill.
Well, we're old friends of Gloria's, and we'd like to see her.
But you just saw her.
We don't refer to this young lady. We have in mind the elderly Gloria. Now come, Dr. Gunther. You know to whom we refer.
What? You mean the girl's aunt? Well, it's very strange. If you are a friend of the aunt's, that you are not aware of her condition.
Her condition?
Yes. The aunt has been bedridden for nearly a year. Paralysis. And it seems to be most coincidental with your visit, but she passed away this afternoon.
Died? Gloria?
This afternoon. But how could that be?
We'd like to see the remains, Dr. Gunther.
Yes, we'd like to see the remains. Just where are they?
They are here, Mr. Goodwin. And if you and your brother and Mr. Wolf will step this way to the small parlor. There you are, gentlemen. I'll leave you alone. I'll be in the library.
Well, gentlemen, there she is. What do you say? Do you recognize this woman?
Well, yeah. It's been many years, but that is Gloria Barnesworth.
Well, good heavens, yes. It's Gloria, all right. Poor woman. I remember now. She married a very wealthy manufacturer named Kenton, who died. She's remained a widow, I guess.
He said she died this afternoon. Are you sure it was an elderly woman who called you this evening? And by the way, just feel her forehead.
It's warm. She couldn't have been dead more than an hour.
She isn't dead. No signs of pulse. Your cigarette case, please. Very slight moisture. Respiration barely perceptible. She's under heavy narcosis. Been given a heavy dose lately.
Let's get out of here.
Wait. Do you recognize the uncle, Father Dr. Gunther?
No, do you, Tommy?
No.
Does he look like the man who took you for a ride?
It was too dark, boss. He was all bundled up in heavy clothes.
Let's get out of here.
The door was locked after we came in.
He's right. Come on, Doc, let's put our shoulders to it. One, two,
go!
Gentlemen, what on earth does this mean?
Why'd you lock the door?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a spring lock. I had no intention of locking the door.
Then I suggest, Archie, that you have it repaired. And now, Archie, will you step to the door and let Inspector Kramer in? He followed us up the driveway.
There, about time. Getting cold out here.
Inspector Kramer, this is Dr. Gunther. In that room is a woman he claims is dead. She is actually under the heavy influence of narcotics.
Yeah? Well, who is she?
Mrs. Gloria Kenton, widow of the wealthy shoe manufacturer.
And this attractive young lady coming down the stairs is supposed to be mentally ill, which I do not believe. Her name is Gloria, too. A niece of the elder Gloria.
But Archie and I both knew Gloria Barnesworth. Kenton.
Yeah, I get it.
And I suggest that this man is not a doctor, but his young Gloria's husband, and they're attempting to force the Aunt Gloria to change her will in their favor.
This is utterly ridiculous.
The aunt was able to phone Doc Thrummick and me tonight, but she was apparently caught in the act.
And this man, who is posing as the uncle, hired Mike Jordan to drive his car while he picked up Archie with the intent of killing him.
Well, this is the same man?
The same. And if Mike Jordan hadn't recognized Archie, both of you would be quite dead. This man double-crossed Mike and killed him, believing that the whole thing would be blamed on Mike. Mike deliberately missed.
All right, so what are you going to do about it? Come on, let's get out of here fast.
Look out, he's a cop.
All right, now get those hands up and keep them up.
Come along, Archie. I have another appointment. The inspector can handle it from here on.
Oh, dear me. What happened? Am I all right?
Yeah, you just fainted again when the shooting started.
Oh. Really quite fortunate that Mike Jordan recorded that conversation. Fortunate indeed.
How did you know this uncle was the same guy who took us for a ride?
First, by his speech pattern, he is undoubtedly a Canadian. But you must have missed the most important slip-up.
What was that?
When he escorted us to see the body, he said to you, Archie, if you and your brother and Mr. Wolf will step this way... Now, how would he believe that Dr. Thrummick was your brother? No one mentioned it.
Of course, the clue I planted and then missed myself.
Quite right, Archie, quite right. What time is it?
8 a.m. I certainly appreciate your coming out for me on this deal.
Oh, but I didn't do it just for you. There is an Orchid Lovers Convention this morning at 9 o'clock.
What? And you mean...
Yes. I'm sure you'll enjoy it tremendously. Both of you.
Oh, brother.
What's that?
Nothing, Doc. Nothing at all.
You
You have been listening to The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet. Tonight's transcribed story by John Edison was based on the characters created by Rex Stout. This is an Edwin Fadiman program produced and directed by J. Donald Wilson. In the cast were Harry Bartell as Archie Goodwin and Howard McNear, Gene Bates, Peter Leeds, Bill Johnstone, Grace Lenard, and Jay Novello. Next week at this same time, Nero Wolfe and Archie will bring you The Case of the Final Page. Don Stanley speaking. Three chimes mean good times on NBC.
Welcome back. Well, they tried to work a little bit of cleverness into getting Nero Wolfe out of the house. In this one, it was because he also needed to go somewhere else, so he went out on the case, which is better than just having him go out for the sake of the case. The mystery here, I thought the cleverest part was when Wolfe figured out what the phone number was. A trick that other detectives have done with touch tone phones, because the tones can sound a little different depending on the phone, but much harder to do, I'd think. Well, we do now turn to listener feedback on Podcast Alley. Great Detectives of Old Time Radio is a great podcast. Adam provides interesting background info also. And then we have another app review about an email comment. David Gallagher says, love the show. The app is intuitive and easy to use. Fantastic for folks on the go. Well, glad you're enjoying it, David. And we'll be back tomorrow with Let George Do It. In the meanwhile, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Remember, you can always give us a call, 208-991-4783. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.